This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey y'all, so let's talk. Follow your dreams or work for someone who did used to be like my go-to quote. Like, yes, those corporations and businesses started with one person who followed their dreams. That is awesome. And so I tried to pour that into everyone else. But then I realized that everyone's dream may not look the same. Everyone's dream isn't to be an entrepreneur or a CEO. Everyone's dream isn't to run their own business. Some people's dreams look like the doctor that keeps you healthy, a teacher that keeps you educated, a mother taking care of her household. Everyone has a dream, and indeed, you should follow your dream. But if you work for someone who did, maximize those benefits. Get the most out of it. Put 100% into it, which I know you will because it's your dream, and dreams are driven by passion, right? You make a difference in whatever your dream looks like for you. I was a broke college student. I went into the military because I had nothing. I was selling things to pay bills. And I don't mean no cooch now, y'all. Like, this one time, my grandmother gave me this real gold bracelet. And I sold it to pay my phone bill. To pay my phone bill, y'all. And so I had to make a tough decision. I had to trust the journey that God was taking me on. And it led me to going full-time in the military. The military paid for my education all the way up to the second master's I am obtaining now. It has allowed me to get a car in my own place. It was my backbone, but it wasn't my passion. It wasn't what I saw for my life. But again, I trusted God's guidance, and I stayed 6 years full-time. And at the 6th year, I had gotten all the tools I needed, including the confidence and clear view I needed. I had gained my why, my daughter, who I thought I could never have. And I chose to follow what my dream looked like for me. I started Black Obsession with my best friend. I'm listening, God. You took me up through there these years, but I trust you. And I know one day I will look back and I will be amazed at how far you brought me, continuing to order my steps. And me and my best friend have been doing well. Not only that, I started advertising my podcast with over 2,000 listeners. I created a self-love course where I can help women maneuver through their journey to self-love and how to sustain it. God gave me my story. He gave me my tools. They're inside you. Look there first. Look at your journey. Everything you've gone through is useful to you. And so here I am, an up-and-coming entrepreneur, a podcast host, a self-love advocate, and a caregiver specialist assisting recovering airmen in supporting and coordinating the help they need. Start picking at the tools inside you. A person I used to volunteer for once told me, God will never give you a vision without the resources for you to see it through. So God put worms in the ground, right, for birds to eat. He didn't feed the worms to them, but he provided. All they have to do is the necessary work needed to eat. He gave them all they needed, though. We spend so much time complaining about not having money, not having this, not having that. Start with your mindset. Start with your perspective. Start with your drive and figuring out your why. Start with your story and the person it has built you to be. Your resources are inside you and all around. Social media is big now. You can post, you can create ads, you can DM people, even if it annoys them. But guess what? They know you exist now. You have your voice and your ability to walk door to door, venue to venue to get you out there. You are strong and resilient. So whatever job you are working that you love, it allows you to make a difference or an impact and not just simply exist. So I want to talk briefly about how I transitioned from leaving a job that had been my backbone but not my passion and transitioning over to working a job I can feel partially fulfilled at right now while being an entrepreneur and making an impact on women's lives. One thing for certain, I would not be able to do that without my team. I am not in this alone. a lot of times people say, friends don't support me, blah, 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 blah. Fuck that. If they don't go hard for you, they are not your real friends. Real friends are going to hold you down. And so then it's where you realize and can separate the real from the fake. My friends have held me down. They make life easier for me with their support, their partnership, their ideas, and criticism. We cannot make it to the top alone. Surround yourself with people who have your best interests. Listen to those who have been through what you're going through and have made it out on top. Prioritize. It gets busy. But if you don't learn to prioritize, you'll lose your mind. Doing a whole bunch of everything that turns out to be a whole bunch of unfinished nothing. Focus. Put your energy into what it is you want in life. Where your focus goes, your energy flows. And I got that from Eric Thomas. Y'all know I love me some Eric Thomas. And one thing I want to leave you all with is the journey isn't so much about becoming anything. It's about unbecoming everything that really isn't you so that you can become who you were meant to be all along. Be who you are. Stay true. Stay committed to you. Never let anyone tell you what your success and your happiness should look like. We live in a world where we are told about this societal elevator. And if we have these certain things as we move up this elevator, then we'll be happy. Fuck that. Be true to who you are. If you want to be a teacher, be that. If you want to stay at home, raise your family, and take care of the household, you better be the best at it and do that. Once you unbecome everything that isn't really you, don't let anyone take that away from you. Talk your shit, ladies. Love y'all and see y'all at the top.